Share number 36, we're in the Shara B'Tochen, Perek Gimel, and the Chayvus HaLevavus is going through the five prerequisite facts that are clear in a person's mind to lead to complete B'Tochen in Hashem. And the first prerequisite was that Hashem has the seven traits, the seven Tanoim, that are listed in Perek Beis, that are mechayev of a person to be b'teach on someone who has all those seven. And as we've seen, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has those seven. And for the last few shiurim, the Chayvus HaLevavus went through in depth each of those tnoim again. Now he's going on to the second prerequisite. V'akdama Ashniya. What Hashenisu? What is the second prerequisite that a person needs to have in order to come and to lead to complete B'tochen b'Hashem? Sheyeda v'yeh baraloi. He should know, and it should be clear to him. Shabari yisparach mistakel alav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over you. V'loi ne'alamim mehabayre loy ma'isav hagluyim v'anistarim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what is transpiring by a person, whether it's externally or internally. V'loi emunasai Hatzvuna v'haneris. And the person's emuna, the emuna that's hidden, and the emuna that's seen, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, there is nothing that is nelam, that is hidden from him. So to be a true Baal B'tachin, or leading to true B'tachin, a person has to know that Hashem knows his thoughts, his emotions, his motives. And Hashem knows whether a person is truly relying on him, b'lev shalem, or not. Hashem yodea machshev yisodom keim ohovel. V'oid ne'amar apasuk ha'mishlei, haloitechen libo yisu yovin. The depths of a person's house, a person Hashem understands, v'ne'amar, ki yotel yadata levadcho es levav kol b'nei odom, and melachim, that you yourself, you Hashem, know what's in the hearts of any person. So says the Chayvus HaLevavus, when this prerequisite is clear, this idea is clear to a Baal B'tochen, loy nochein mitzidoi lahatzir b'diburoi, shubayteach b'eilu akim yisparach. It's not proper for him. There's no benefit for a person to, with his mouth and his speech, to say that he is a Baal B'tochen, that he trusts in Hashem, mibli shiyiftach alav gam b'limay v'vatzmunay, unless in his heart he also believes in Hashem. Why? Kidei shelo yia b'geder mishenemar alav b'fiv uvisvasov kibduni b'liboy richak mimeni. He doesn't want to be in the category that Yeshaya Novi says b'shem Hashem, that with their mouth and their lips they honored me, but their heart was far from me. And the bottom line is, the Mefarshim explain, that there's a great Chilul Hashem that could come out from someone who professes to be a Baal B'tochen and deep down is not. Because we've learned earlier that if a person is not B'teach B'Hashem, he's B'teach in something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him be in the hands of the one he relied on and takes away his Hashkocha from him. So what ends up happening here is if a person pretends to be a Baal B'tochen, but deep down in his heart he's not, Hashem will take it away, and yet people, or he himself, will not realize what's going on, and there could be a Chil Hashem, this big Baal B'tochen, and he's not getting the Hashkocha Pratis that he deserves. So when a person says that he's a Baal B'tochen, he has to be very careful that in his heart also, he should be at least working on it and trying to come to being a true Baal B'tochen. And the truth is, this is a very scary thought. Because in davening we say numerous times that we're b'teach b'Hashem. Nafsheinu chikso l'Hashem. Ki v'shem kodshei v'tochnu. Ki v'shem kodshei ha'gadol v'neiro b'tochnu. V'sein tzachar l'chol ha'boitchim v'shimcha b'emes. Numerous times we say about ourselves that we are a Baal B'tochen. That itself is mechayev us to work on our bitachin, to work through shar bitachin, to continue to try to shtag in shar bitachin in a bitachin, with the goal of becoming a full baal bitachin. Why? Because we're saying here that it has to be that a person has to be teichei kibarei. A person has to be able, not only on the outside, but on the inside, they should be the same. That if he's saying he's a baal bitachin, in his heart he also has to be a baal bitachin. There's levels of bitachin, but he has to be working on his bitachin. So that's the second prerequisite to leading to true bitachin and compelling a person to trust fully in Hashem, is knowing that Hashem knows it all. You cannot fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakdama Ashlish, you see, what's the third prerequisite? Shiftach al alikov levadoi, that he only relies on Hashem. Badvorm shu chayev liftoyach alov, in the things that he is chayev to totally rely on him, while yishate velov acher, and he should not pair up or partner HaKadosh Baruch Hu with someone else. It's a joint partnership of bitachin. I rely on Hashem and someone else. Kolaymer shelo yiftach gam al Hashem vegam al achad habruim. Ki bazeh shu mishatev elov es mishu acher, hu ma'abed es bitachin al elikav. The fact that you pair someone up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself contradicts your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that a person pairs up someone else with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a contradiction, and it's ma'abed es bitachinai b'Hashem. It makes him lose his bitachin in Hashem. Chazal tell us, kedeira d'shutfi, the pot of partners, is never hot and never cold. Because when it's cold, each person assumes the other one will turn it down to warm. And when it's hot, each person assumes that the other one's going to turn it down. No one feels achroi for it. No one feels achroi for it. And the same thing is, that's when two people are put up to a task. But kol shekein when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who if you do not fully rely on him, starts removing some of his hashkacha. So you end up with nothing. He continues the Chayvus Halavavus and he says, "Kama Shakasov, like it's, I'm sorry, Chvar Yadua Lachama Shenemer Eitzel, Osa Hamelech Bishasha Somach Alarefim, Osa the king, when he relied on doctors, it says, Kama Shakasov, Gam Becholye Lidoresh Hashem, he didn't seek at Hashem, Kimbarefim, Shenena Shozel Amris Chasidusai, even though he was a tzaddik and a chasid, but because he went to the doctors instead and he was not Petech Bashem, so he was punished. Because of Omar, Baruch HaGever, Sheiftach Ba'Hashem, V'hoyu Hashem Iftachai. A person is Baruch for relying Hashem, V'hoyu Hashem Iftachai. Only Hashem is the one he relies on. And we will in the next year explain what the Tainan Asa was.